You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
This comes from Haley, and she did send it in through Facebook.
Okay.
Hi, boys. I heard you talking about what people call their in-laws. Yeah, let me jump in here. What's the story? I want to say it was last week. Something about the what people are calling their in-laws. And she says, I just got married in May, and my husband's parents have requested that I call them mom and dad.
Oh.
She writes, the thing is, I don't want to call them that.
Yeah. Yeah, that's weird.
She says, I have parents, and I don't think it's respectful to them to use the same terms with my husband's parents. And then she says, my husband is unhappy because he calls my parents mom and dad and his own parents, too. So he thinks I'm being snotty. What's a girl to do? That is from Haley. And she put a P.S. on here. She said, P.S. I really like his parents, by the way. So it's not that. So it's not one of those things.
Yeah, but it's
like,
not. Yeah,
I'm
it's
not gonna
just
call
not her mom and dad, though.
Right.
You know, so why would you do that? Why are they making her do that? It's like a control thing.
No.
I'm
no,
your
I don't
daddy
think it's,
now.
I don't think it's a control thing
that's
at all. I think
weird.
It's. I think they're trying to make her feel that she has been very welcomed in their family.
Is it the whole "you're like a daughter to us now"? So just, you know, call us mom and dad.
I never had that talk.
It's
see,
the daughter so I never had.
I never had a daughter, right? I mm-hmm. just raised a son. I was one and done with a son. And when he got married to Sabra, I said something at the toast that I gave at their wedding that she is, you know, the daughter that I always wanted and waited for.
Yeah,
and
that's
she's
cute.
Delightful and charming and all of that. She calls me Big Dom.
Big Dom? Well, yeah, because she's married to Little Dom.
She's married to Dominic. So she calls me Big Dom. She's never called me dad. And I wouldn't ask, but I can see why some people would because they want
to. Do you
that,
like that?
Because
I know you don't like it when people call you big guy. Hey, big guy.
Big Dom is
big
fine.
Big Dom's different.
I used to get that when I coached Dominic in sports. And so it was confusing. We were together mm-hmm. on the athletic field. And so there was Little Dom, which I always felt bad for him because people were always calling him Little Dom. And then there was Big Dom, and that was just a differentiation. That's different yeah. from Big Guy.
Yeah. Hey, Big Guy.
Hey, Big Guy.
Hey, Big Guy.
Usually people just call you that when they can't remember your name.
Right. It's very awkward.
So let me ask you. You've yes. got a mother-in-law. What's the,
and a father-in-law,
what's the possibility
believe it
or not. Of you? What's the possibility of you calling her mom?
No, thank you. Yeah, I do have a mother-in-law and father-in-law, and I call them by their first names, which is Scar and Ursula, and they seem to enjoy that.
Scar.
Hey-o! A couple classic Disney villains. But no, I just call them by their first names, and it's always been that way. You know, Nicole's mom has been remarried and now back out in the dating world, and it's been a little awkward at times when she's referred to the stepdad to Nicole as, you know, dad, or do you want to talk to your daddy? Or oh. Nicole's like, no, that's not my dad, so you can stop doing that. That's a little weird. But we are strictly first name people. Now, my parents, I'm thinking of my mom. Over the years, it has morphed to as now all that's left is my grandma for my dad, but she's switched to calling her mom. And before my grandpa passed, she was calling him dad. She switched as they got older to mom and dad versus first names.
Oh.
So I don't know if that's something.
Do you
as
think
you,
it takes like an investment
point,
of time?
Yeah, when your in-laws are in your 80s, you kind of really do feel like it's an additional mom and dad. And I know she's made the switch in recent years to that.
Along those lines, what you just said, we got a text message. They didn't sign their name to it, though. It says, use their first names until your relationship develops into a parent-daughter closeness. It might take years, and that's okay.
Yeah,
so that's what
go.
Happened with your mom.
Yep. Yeah,
she had
took
to
a
invest
while.
The time.
Took a minute.
You don't just automatically earn mom and dad's status.
Right.
Because somebody put a ring on it.
Right. I guess at that point, man, you are truly an additional mom and dad. I do like Ashley. She's kind of going along with my joke. She says, I call my in-laws Satan and Satan's husband.
We like your style, Ashley.
Those are the ones I want to hear right there. Those are the ones that I'm looking for.
Here's how you reach us, 303-691-1MIX, 691-1649. You can call us. You can text us. Let's take a quick call before we go to break. Who is this holding? It's Andy. Hey, Andy, good morning.
Good morning, boys. How are you today?
We're good,
We're
Andy.
Excellent. You know, this is an ongoing debate that people have is when you get married or you get into a relationship like that, what do you call your in-laws? There was some, I'm trying to dig it up. It was a survey from last week. Here it is. 27% of people, so one in four, do call their in-laws mom and dad. What about you, Andy?
I do, but I think it's generational. When you marry into a family, I think it used to be that, you know, especially for the females, they kind of got adopted into a husband's
Your phone's cutting out.
You're breaking up on us, Andy. You're breaking up. So, question from listener Haley. She sent us a Facebook message. Said she just got married in May. Her husband's parents have actually requested that she call them mom and dad. Now, I bet that's not like something like, you will now, henceforth. I bet it was just a very courteous, you know, you know that you're married to our son.
You're part of the family.
Yeah. She said she thinks it's disrespectful to her own parents, and yet her husband calls her parents mom and dad just like his own parents. It might be, somebody mentioned being generational. It might also be a regional thing, too.
I can almost see that
as a southern thing.
Right. Ma.
Although maybe in the south you refer to them as Mr. and Ms. so-and-so.
A lot of messages coming in with people that, you know, started with calling them by the first names, but then they had kids. So then they turn around and start calling them, you know, what the kids call them. Jamie said Nana and Bapop.
Popo.
Bapop. B-A-P-O-P. Bapop. Bapop. That's one I haven't heard. The other one, Lindsay says, I refer to them as the fruits, using the definition of fruity as eccentric or crazy because they are.
Yeah, but not to their face, you don't.
Let's go see the fruits. And then somebody texted in, they didn't put their name, but they said, I think calling your in-laws mom and dad is weird. You're not marrying your brother or sister. Ew.
Chrissy says, I call my mother-in-law by her first name because she doesn't deserve the title of mom in my eyes.
Oh, harsh. Psycho. Ann just said psycho. Psycho's coming in.
Oh, my gosh. This is from Andrea. She goes, my mother-in-law is not my mom. I have a mom. I also think it's weird that people pick the name they want to be called. I think that should be reserved for the caller.
Yes.
That's my two pennies. She says, have a great day. I kind of agree with that, too. It's like people, remember the old joke? I think it was started as a Seinfeld bit, but people talked about it for years, is that you can't pick your own nickname that people call you.
Right.
Right? Because George on Seinfeld wanted to pick his own, I can't remember what it was. He wanted to pick his own nickname. Yeah. And I think it's the same thing with like a grandparent name or an in-law name.
It's
I don't
just got to come natural.
Yeah. It's like, what are people just naturally going to default to and call you?
Right. Yeah. You can't just put it out there.